A Jewish journal article. My journey with Jules. About 20 years ago, I had this realization. Most Jews wait until the High Holy Days to start their annual process of soul-searching. The famous Days of Awe, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, are traditionally seen as the key time for this personal work of repentance and personal growth. Awe, yes, but people often forget that there is also the work of preparation. For that, we have 29 other Days of Awe that lead up to the High Holy Days, the month of Elul. These are also crucial days. They help us rise gradually to the sacred big days. Each day of Elul offers an opportunity to search our hearts and prepare ourselves for discovery and personal growth. So, just like that, I decided to create Jewels of Elul. The idea was to reach out to people across the globe who would share short inspirational insights. For each of the 29 days, people would receive a different jewel of inspiration. The first thing that surprised me is how willing people were to participate. Over 20 years, we've been blessed to attract names like President Barack Obama, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, the Dalai Lama, Reverend Cecil, Chip Murray, and even Lady Gaga. Voices as diverse as Kirk Douglas, Ruth Messenger, Pastor Rick Warren, Sarah Silverman, Jeffrey Katzenberg, Yossi Klein Halevi, Abby Stein, Frank Luntz, Aidan Rachel, Anat Hoffman, Quincy Jones and Norman Lear have offered contributions. And of course, we've had rabbis. More than 50 of them, too numerous to name without offending anyone. But here's the other thing that surprised me. It is often the lesser-known contributors who have the most powerful things to say. Each year honors a different theme. The theme for this year is, On Their Shoulders. 29 contributors are sharing something about people or ideas that help them grow and evolve. Here are a few glimpses from some of this year's contributors. 1. I stand on the shoulders of regular people who bring hope to a world that at times can feel hopeless. Rabbi Cher Hirsch. 2. Create the pieces of your life as if they, and you, are here for eternity. Dr. David Elcott. 3. Never underestimate how meaningful a small act can be. Ophira Eisenberg. 4. My path as a cantor ended quickly, but my connection to Cantor Kleiger remains steadfast, and is a powerful reminder of the most precious gift we are given, to always have a beautiful line of support waiting in the wings. Beanie Feldstein. 5. In my own life, Jewish women imbue my spirit with their merit. Blair. Adventuring across the icy wilderness. Shoshana. Of the righteous fight against fundamentalism. The learned women like Rabbanit Michelle, who illuminate Judaism past and present with such wisdom. And to Janet, my mother. The first Asha's Chael I knew. I see you. I thank you. I'm standing on your shoulders. Miriam Anzavine. 6. I thank God every day for giving me such ancestors whose gifts are beyond my reach, whose achievements are beyond my grasp, on whose shoulders I stand and glimpse eternity. Danny Massing. 7. I always felt I was an ally in the fight for equality, but I've learned that's not enough. It's not enough to say, I am not a racist. What we have to say is, I am an anti-racist. Marta Kaufman. May these and other jewels be a spiritual runway to the holy days. May it give us a chance to look back, look in, and look forward. It is by telling and listening to stories and inspirational gems that we remember how we got here, and who we are. These are the jewels that keep us human and prepare us for the humility we need to grow and repair. To order your copy of Jewels of Elul, visit jewelsofelul.com. Craig Taubman is the producer of Jewels of Elul, an annual collection of short stories, anecdotes and introspections for the High Holy Days. He is the founder of the PICO Union Project.